In Central Asia, a deaf girl's family finds out she's a Christian and punishes her for it. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the deaf are targeted for persecution, they face unique barriers within the law. We're asking you to pray today. And then April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. While this might seem like a dark story, it's highlighted by hope. But we'll start today in Central Asia, where a young deaf girl is in intensive care after her family learned she was a Christian and beat her for it. Rob Myers with Door International shares.
The screams that she emitted caused the neighbors to call the police. And when the police came, the police saw that it was her family beating her, and they said, well, this is a family issue, so we won't get involved.
The local church is hoping to take the girl in to protect her. Now, deaf believers are targets of persecution, just like any other believers in hostile areas, but they can't always defend themselves to authorities because of the sign language barrier. But Myers explains,
when we talk to our own staff about the persecution that they experience, many of them will say, I would rather experience this persecution and through it have one of my enemies come to Christ.
One thing you can do is to pray for deaf believers to remain bold in witnessing their faith.
Another thing is to just make the church aware that this is happening. I think there's a sense many times in the church that because we don't see this type of persecution happen in the United States, that it's not out there, but it's very strong and it's very active. The more that people understand that this is happening, I think the more it will wake us up to the fact that we need to be strong, we need to be bold in our own faith as well.
And April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. A report of child abuse is made every 10 seconds, according to childhelp.org. And usually, this is the point where you start hearing statistics about foster care and child welfare services. But what if someone found a way to keep the family together and support it through crisis? That's what Bethany Christian Services has done through their program, Safe Families for Children. Director Tim Nolan describes it this way.
Safe Families is a network of volunteers from local churches who will help support those children and build a relationship with those parents so that they can help navigate through that crisis before it leads to a severe neglect or abuse situation.
A local family will host a child for about a month while other volunteers help the parents work through their crisis. Nolan is quick to point out this distinction.
It is not foster care and it's not adoption. The families retain full custody of their children throughout the process. We often refer to it as not substitute parenting, but co-parenting.
And it takes a lot of hands to make a program like this succeed.
Pray that churches would recognize the need to step out and reach into their community. Families may not come to the church asking for help, but the church can reach out and ask if they need help.
And while we're on this topic, in Peru, almost 70% of young teens say they've experienced violence at home. Beth Allen of Food for the Hungry travels to spend time with families served by the ministry. She says that in Peru, mothers have cried out for help to stop hurting their children.
It wasn't about water. It wasn't about schools. Violence against children was the number one thing that they wanted help with. And they just didn't know where to go. And they feel enslaved by this, by the need to hit a child, the emotional need to feel like that was their only outlet and their only way to discipline.
Food for the Hungry's program to end family violence begins with the power of community. Groups of women meet to learn parenting skills based on biblical principles. Local churches then step in to provide spiritual, emotional, and physical care for many of the families. And the results have been so positive, the program's being taken to other countries. So would you pray?
Family violence is something that's very hidden. People don't like to talk about it. We can pray that it will come to light. Pray for the resources that we need to be able to respond to this. Pray for this project to take it more on the international level, that we will have the resources and the people. It takes really special people to do that kind of curriculum writing.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.